TED Audio Collective.
This TED Talk features digital rights activist Nagat Dad, recorded live at TED Global 2017.
Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Fidelity Investments. We've all got old things lying around. Listen, if one of those old things is an old 401k, it's time to take care of it. Whether you've recently left a job or you're just making time to get your finances in order, Fidelity can help you explore options for your old 401k. A Fidelity rollover IRA has no account fees or minimums. Plus, you can choose from a wide variety of investments. Learn more about options that may give you flexibility for using your money today and for your future. It's an easy-to-follow rollover process that makes it simple to get started online in under 15 minutes. And just in case you need any help along the way, you'll have access to one of Fidelity's rollover specialists. So why leave that 401k lying around? It's time to make sure you keep your money working as hard as you do. Learn more about a 401k rollover at fidelity.com/rollover. Consider all your options and the applicable fees and features of each before moving your retirement assets. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting time and money with your current business software or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/TED Talks. That's odoo.com/TED Talks. Odoo, modern management made simple.
Imagine waking up to a stranger, sometimes multiple strangers, questioning your right to existence for something that you wrote online. Waking up to an angry message, scared and worried for your safety. Welcome to the world of cyber harassment. The kind of harassment that women face in Pakistan is very serious and leads to sometimes deadly outcomes. This kind of harassment keeps women from accessing internet, essentially knowledge. It's a form of oppression. Pakistan is the sixth most populous country in the world, with 140 million people having access to mobile technologies and 15% of internet penetration. And this number doesn't seem to go down with the rise of new technologies. Pakistan is also the birthplace of the youngest Nobel Peace Prize winner, Malala Yousafzai. But that's just one aspect of Pakistan. Another aspect it is where the twisted concept of honor is linked to the woman and their bodies, where men are allowed to disrespect women and even kill them sometimes in the name of so-called family honor, where women are left to die right outside their house for speaking to a man on a mobile phone in the name of family honor. Let me say this very clearly. It's not honor. It's a cold-blooded murder. I come from a very small village in Punjab, Pakistan, where women are not allowed to pursue their higher education. The elders of my extended family didn't allow their women to pursue their higher education or their professional careers. However, unlike the other male guardians of my family, my father was one who really supported my ambitions. To get my law degree, of course, it was really difficult and frowns of disapproval. But in the end, I know it's either me or them, and I chose myself. My family traditions and expectations from women wouldn't allow me to own a mobile phone until I was married. And even when I was married, this tool became a tool for my own surveillance. When I resisted to this idea of being surveilled by my ex-husband, he really didn't approve of this and threw me out of his house, along with my 6-month-old son, Abdullah. And that was the time when I first asked myself, why? Why women are not allowed to enjoy the same equal rights enshrined in our constitution? While the law states that women has the same equal access to the information, why it's always men, brothers, fathers, and husbands who are granting these rights to us, effectively making the law irrelevant? So I decided to take a step instead of keep questioning these patriarchal structures and societal norms. And I founded Digital Rights Foundation in 2012 to address all the issues and experiences of women's experiences in the online spaces and cyber harassment. From lobbying for free and safe internet to convincing young women that access to the safe internet is their fundamental, basic human right, I'm trying to play my part in igniting the spark to address the questions that have bothered me all these years. Be the hope in my heart and to offer a solution to this menace, I started Pakistan's and region's first cyber harassment helpline in December 2016. To extend my support to the women who do not know who to turn to when they face serious threats online. I think of a woman who do not have necessary support to deal with the mental trauma when they feel unsafe in the online spaces. And they go about their daily activities thinking that there is a rape threat in their inbox. Safe access to the internet is an access to knowledge. And knowledge is freedom. When I fight for women's digital rights, I'm fighting for equality. Thank you.
For more TED Talks, go to TED.com.